Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
Well, hi there, everybody. Benigno and Roberts here in the afternoon on a Friday. Another week just goes away so quickly. It is Benigno and Roberts, minus the Benigno part. He is on vacation. He will return on Monday. We are broadcasting live from the Town Fair Tire studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ernie Acosta back in Manhattan. There is a lot to talk about today. Shams Charania of Athletic, of Stadium, basketball's restart. Ian Begley a little bit later on Durant, yes or no. It's looking like no. And who the Knicks are going to hire as their head coach. Eddie C. and Sweeney Murdy. We're going to be doing shows every Sunday night, by the way. They'll join me coming up later as well to talk a little baseball. And we will conclude the event of worst Yankee loss in the last 25 years. JJ will check back in with me in a couple of hours. We appreciate Francesa, who came on yesterday to opine with his thoughts on those things. And I tell you, I thought a lot about what I think this baseball season may look like. Because a couple of days ago, when it first came out, I think Jeff Passan had it first, that the owners of Major League Baseball and this brilliant commissioner, this wonderful, wonderful commissioner, their retort to the players would be simply, hey, we'll give you the full prorated, but we're only going to do 50-60 games or 48 games. You hear those three numbers. You hear 50-60, and now you're hearing 48. And over the last few days, it has started to become clear that that is no longer just something that they're responding with, because they're not responding with it. That's their hammer. They're not responding with anything. The hammer is that. The hammer is, okay, we didn't work out a deal. Instead of shutting down the sport completely, we're going to have a 48-game season or a 50-game season or 50, to whatever the number turns out to be. And last night, Tony Clark released a statement. And what I was looking for in this statement is the question that we still don't know the answer to, and that's, would the players go along with this? This is the hammer the owners think they can use, but the players could simply say, this isn't good faith, we're not showing up. Now, we know how the owners are going to spend that. Rob Manfred's going to say they're striking. They're going to say they're not showing up. That's their decision. This is on the players. Go blame them. Reading Clark's statement was just, to me, it didn't say clearly if they would play a shortened season or not. What it made clear is that they are staying firm on prorated salaries, that they are not bending. And right now, we're in this moment where neither side is bending. We're basically, the players made their offer. Okay, fine, it was a ridiculous offer. The owners made their offer first. Okay, fine, that was a ridiculous offer. And there's been no movement. The only movement has been the fact that the owners believe they can bring the hammer down with a 48-game season. And I've been talking to a few friends of mine who are Met fans and Yankee fans, so it's not, you know, one particular group. I was talking to McMonagle earlier, who's a big Yankee fan, and I couldn't believe some of the things I was hearing from my fellow baseball fan. Even on Twitter, I see it. Like Jared Carabas of Barstool. They look at a 48-game season and say, yeah, no thanks. That's not good. I'd rather have nothing. Now, look, I got to tell you, I love the game of baseball, and I know this is going to be a very different kind of summer, assuming, and it does appear, at least here in New York City, that the virus, we're getting good news with the virus. I mean, the news this morning that for the first time since March, there was not one single death due to the virus in New York City is good news. So it feels, at least if you listen to government officials and the scientists, that things are going well in New York. Now, that's one state. How's it going in Florida? How's it going in Texas? How's it going in Arkansas? How's it going in California? It's different everywhere. But it seems to be like we are trending in the right direction as we have battled this virus for months. So if things are on track for sports to resume, and we have a date now with the NBA, and we have the idea of a date with the National Hockey League, this is going to be a summer in which there will be other things to watch if you are a diehard sports fan. You know, if you're in the Sahara Desert, and you're thirsty for anything, and you're already starting to get stuff, but as far as the major team sports, you're going to get it. You're going to get the option to watch NBA basketball in August, even if your team isn't there. Because the Knicks aren't there, and the Nets ain't going to be there that long either. Let's be honest. They'll be there for a couple weeks, and then they'll be done. The NHL, we'll see about the Islanders and Rangers. But you have another option. But even with those other options, even with genuinely me being excited for the NBA playoffs in August and the NHL playoffs in August, give me baseball. Now, will we debate the merits of this season? I expect it. I get it. I understand it. A 48-game season is not like anything we've ever thought of. It's like nothing we've ever seen. The only thing we can compare this to, and we've been doing it since March, is 1981. And I'll make this argument about 1981, and I'm not trying to tell you a 48-game season is better than, you know, 102 to 109, which is essentially what happened in 1981. But in 1981, yeah, they played over 100 games, and that's great. But they changed the rules midstream. They did. The LA Dodgers were a half a game ahead of the Cincinnati Reds when baseball went on strike. And they were tied in the loss column, and yet the Dodgers were simply declared a playoff team, and then they came up with this, hey, let's restart the season in the second half, and if you win the second half, you make the playoffs. So, sure, there were more games, a lot more games, and you could say a bigger sample size, but based on wins and losses, the team that should have won the National League West didn't win the National League West. So you can certainly look at that season and say, they changed things midstream. But you know why I think all these years later, no one questions the validity of that season? Because the New York Yankees played the Los Angeles Dodgers. The New York Yankees played the Los Angeles Dodgers. That made a difference because they played each other in 77, they played each other in 78, and even though the LA Dodgers, record-wise, shouldn't have even made the playoffs, I think there's this look all these years later of, hey, it was the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's a legitimate World Series. That is going to be the same exact situation baseball is going to face if they have a 48-game season. And what I mean by that, and this may not feel fair or seem fair or be right, but I really do think this is the reality. And I'll use the Yankees and the Dodgers as an example because in 2020 it still fits. If the New York Yankees play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 2020 World Series after a 48-game season, I think history will look kindly on the fact that it was a legitimate champion. And the reason I think that is because the Yankees were supposed to be good. The Dodgers were supposed to be good. The Yankees and the Dodgers have been good. The Yankees have won 100 games in back-to-back years. We know how good the Dodgers have been. It took a fluke last year for them to get knocked out in the first round in five. The problem with that is if there is a team like the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they're the team that jumps out at me, and sure, you can go to an extreme and say the Baltimore Orioles or the Florida Marlins or the Kansas City Royals, if they play well for 48 games and they make the playoffs and they go on a run, and let's just say one of those teams is in the World Series, I'm sorry, it ain't going to feel real. And that stinks. It stinks to go into a season saying, if this team wins, it's fine. If this team wins, it's illegitimate. But you know we're going to feel that way. We just are. Baseball over 48 games or 50 games does not tell a true story. Now, the positive is, here's the positive. You know going in, it's a 50-game season.
Luis Rojas has to manage game three as if it's, and I don't mean game three of the playoffs, I mean game three of the season, like it's a big deal. Aaron Boone is going to have to manage games as if every game matters, because guess what? It does. Maybe for the casual baseball fan out there that can't get into a game in May because there's 161 more of these, I'm okay. Hey, maybe for the person like that, they're going to be more into these baseball games. I think for the traditionalist, for those who digest every ounce of baseball, who love the history of it, yeah, this is going to be a tough pill to swallow. But what I cannot understand, is any baseball fan saying, I'd rather have nothing. I'd rather the owners and the players go home. I'd rather they take a long walk, no season, see in 2021. Why? Why would you want that? Why would you want no baseball in 2020, even if, yeah, we're going to debate maybe for the next few months and maybe for the next few years the merits of awards and the merits of who won and how the season was managed and everything. Yeah, we're going to argue about a lot of stuff. I get it. I don't even know how I'm going to feel about a lot of this stuff. It's still all new. We haven't even seen it in action. But I would rather have something than nothing. And so I have been mostly on the player's side during this dispute. I cannot be on their side if they say, nope, 48's not enough, we're not showing up. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to, you know, basically look at the owners as if they did nothing wrong, because they've brought us to this place. They've contributed us to us getting into this moment right now. They've brought us here in a way. They can't even counter. I mean, to all of us watching, we look at this and say, 82 games, let's go. Prorated 82, let's play. We all see it. But the owners don't see it. And I guess Tony Clark doesn't want to go there because he felt, hey, I got to negotiate asking for even more games. Thinking, hey, if I offer 82, they're going to negotiate off of that. So you have two sides that are both in their extremes, and they won't come to the middle when the middle is so obvious. We all see the middle. 82 games, prorated, let's play. Let's do this. And like we've mentioned before, they have to realize that even if they play now, the look of the last few weeks has been so bad. It's just a terrible look. And yeah, 48 games will be a bad look too. Because we'll all know the only reason they're playing 48 games is because they couldn't agree on money. It has nothing to do with the virus, and that's a problem. You know, if it had something to do with the virus, we'd all understand. The reason they may only play 82 games is because of the virus. When the players ask for 114 and the owners say, look, we really need to end this season before November 1st because of a second wave, okay, we get it. But 48 is strictly about trying to win some battle. But if we get it, if that's all we can have as a baseball fan, we'll adjust. And the one thing that I think does matter, that makes it so different and in a way better than 1981, is that you're starting something all knowing what the rules are. You all know, whether you're Aaron Boone or Luis Rojas, that game one of the 2020 season is a big deal because there's only 48 of them. Manage accordingly. It's not a surprise halfway through. It's not, we got to game 35. Oh, wait, there's only 13 more. We just found. No. You know from the beginning. It's like any game you play with a friend. You don't want to make up the rules as you go along. If you all go in knowing it's 48 games, let's play. Now, one thing that is very tough to swallow. I mean, there's a lot of things that are tough to swallow about 48 games. But if you take the number 48 and you divide it by 5, that adds to 9.6. Now, you may say, why am I doing that math? That means starting pitchers may only make 9 or 10 starts this season. And that's a tough one to digest as well. No question. But if the choice is 48 or 0, to me it's not much of a choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.